And greater works than these, that go the Father. And of course, he poured out the Spirit with the Father. But he said, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do. But in verse 10, he said it was the Father who did the works through him. So which one was it? Right. Yes. Right. As Jesus was in union with the Father, he was in the Father was in him. And as Jesus did what he did, and he did it, it was the Father actually doing it through him, by him, using him. That was Jesus, it was the Father. It was Jesus, but it was the Father. It was Jesus in his humanity being used by the Father. So when people say, well, how do you walk out union with Christ? By faith, go be yourself. Go do life. In union with him, he'll show you when to stop and what to say and who to talk to. Just keep your eyes open. Lift up your eyes. There's a harvest. That's what he told his disciples when the woman at the well came and they missed the opportunity. They were just offended he was talking to a woman who was a Samaritan who was immoral. When they came back with the grub that he sent them off to get, they began to sort of rebuke him and talk among themselves what he's doing talking to this woman. Jesus said, can't you see the fields white in the harvest? Lift up your eyes. This was a person ready for harvesting. And all you could see was a female who was a Samaritan. And you say, that's the deal. We just go be yourself, but lift up your eyes, trusting that it's him. That's so complicated. It just can't be that simple. You want to brush your teeth? Go brush your teeth, trusting that you're in union with Christ. I mean, just conscious. You want to watch Gunsmoke? Jesus likes Gunsmoke. So just a reminder what we read to you earlier from Acts 2. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man approved to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know. Jesus wasn't trying to perform for God. God was doing the performing through Jesus. But Jesus had to speak. He had to open his mouth. He had to lay his hands on. He had to obey. Surrender, yield, right? So here's a cool one. Hopefully I marked it right. Ah, yep. This is verse 10 of Acts 19. And this took place for 2 years, so that all who lived in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks, and God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. Jesus said, just as the Father sent me, so sent I you. The Father performed signs and wonders through Jesus. So he said, the Father did the works. But here it says that God performed extraordinary miracles, but he had to have hands to use. And it was the hands of Paul. See, here's the deal. It's not just a theological phrase. You are the body of Christ. There are two metaphors for the church. You're the bride of Christ, and you're the body of Christ. Because you're the body of Christ, you're in union with him. Because you're the bride of Christ, you're in your union with him, rooted and grounded in love. We'll talk about that tomorrow morning. Because faith worketh through love. We're going to have a life of faith. We've got to be rooted and grounded. But you're the body of Christ. My spiritual father used to sort of make this little declaration. He used to say, when I wake up and when I go to bed at night, and he said I would go to bed at night in hilarious anticipation of all that Jesus was going to do through me tomorrow. When I wake up in the morning, I'd say, Lord, these are your hands to work with. These are your feet to walk with. These are your eyes to see with. These are your ears to hear with. This is your mind to think with. This is your heart to love with. These are your lips to speak through. Have a nice day. Because I have to provide the hands. But if I do that in faith, he'll perform the extraordinary miracles and signs and wonders. It's really that simple. It's amazing. Again, that place in Romans 15:19. That's an awesome passage. Paul said to them, I know I come to you in the fullness of blessing of Christ. But Jesus needs a body through which to work. Tag, you're it. And that started the moment you got saved. It was already, that truth was held in reserve for you by the work that Jesus did on the cross. You were born with his abundant life pulsating in you. Stop waiting to get abundant life. Stop waiting for a breakthrough to get abundant life. You broke through in his breakthrough. We'll see that this afternoon. The breakthrough is a breakthrough of faith. I love, Anna got healed. Is Anna here? Back there? Yeah. There. She got healed last night. I told you about that. Jane, tell them the story from last summer when you were here for Lazarus. So stand up and can you mind doing that and speak it up real loud?
Last summer I was here for Lazarus, but I had a car accident. And I had a broken bone in my arm. And
And what'd you call, when you went to your chiropractor and you asked him?
Yeah, I went back to the chiropractor because I was seeing him 3 times a week. And I said, okay, is that like normal that it would overnight kind of organically? He's like, no. That was the Lord.
Amen. Amen? Yeah. So we should expect that to be average, everyday, run-of-the-mill, brown-bag Christianity. God performs. You don't have to perform to get God to do anything. You get all that God does because of what Jesus performed on the cross. Got it? All you got to do is just lend in the hands and the lips, and he'll perform the extraordinary miracles. He just needs the incarnational touch. That's just very that simple. Yeah, but I don't have that anointing yet. Oh, yeah, you do. You've been carrying it since the day you got saved. He purchased it for you at the cross. He said, well, I'm no Hottie Baker. No, I don't know what whatever your name might be. You know, you're Robert Mayo, but she doesn't have a different Jesus than Robert does. It's not because she got more, it's because she believes. And it's not from trying harder. It's from simply trusting. And faith doesn't believe that he can. It trusts that he is. And in light of that, you go for it. Paul's thinking, I know that I come to you in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. Wow, that's amazing. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.